Oasis Audio presents The Rise of the Wormlord by Wayne Thomas Batson. Read for you by Wayne Thomas Batson. Adventures of funny things. Some streak down upon you like a storm. Others emerge only when many years have passed and something forgotten is revealed. They can be discovered upon a dusty bookshelf, or even the yellowed pages of an ancient map. They promise great reward, but no adventure is without risk. Chapter 1. The Spectral Window. Thunder rolled, heavy and abrupt, shaking the window panes of Aiden's room. Aiden put down the scrolls he had been reading and got up to look out at the approaching storm. He could smell the rain in the air, but it hadn't actually started to fall. Aiden stood at the open window. A chill breeze swept in across his face and forearms. His skin tingled. The tiny hairs on his arms stood up. The neighborhood lay in darkness. Few lights were on. "That's strange," Aiden thought. "It's just 9 o'clock. The whispering breeze swayed the pines in the front yard, but little else moved. The sky, thick with storm clouds, swelled and seemed to press down upon the shadowy houses. Lightning flickered. In the brief blue flash, Aiden had seen eyes. He knew those eyes. Aiden blinked, and the eyes were gone. Thunder growled. The wind picked up. Aiden could not will himself to leave the window. "Something is wrong," he thought.